kind of cold, and one of the children like come in and leave the door open, what you tell him.
Covered, but no door.
Go back and close that door.
And have you got another way of saying that? A little more emphatic, or...
A file cloth.
Well, hey, go back and shut that door and don't leave it open no more. We had most of them.
And what do you call the, those... planks that are put on a house, nailed with the top edge overlapping of wood, made of wood, and often painted white. You know what I mean? The outside of
the weatherboard. That's my house.
All right, and what do you, what's the implement that you use to put a nail in?
Hold that door.
Hammer.
And have you got another way of doing that?
Claw hammer, but you ain't supposed to, blacksmith ain't supposed to use nothing, and shearing horses or any other kind of blacksmith way. Don't care what size hammer he's got, it's supposed to be a ball pen hammer.
Overlapping.
Ball pen, several different sizes.
All right, and you know what I mean?
One more minute there, and you never heard that. There used to be shoe shops in this town, and they had hammers, what they call lash hammer. It had lashes. They made a then cut out a pattern, and cut out a pattern, and they made shoes here, and it was on an iron thing. Set up in there and turned the shoe bottom up, but it naked in there. Had a lash there, and then that hammer they had, they put them pegs in there, they put them together with pegs. And they call that his lash hammer.
Well, that's interesting. I've never heard that one either.
They didn't call it, drove pegs with it, and all right, and I thought about it, but they call it the last hammer. Last hammer. Last hammer.
One moment.
Didn't have nothing you could pull nothing with if you wanted to pull a tack out.
You just didn't make a mistake.
You put pegs in there, and you had to...
It had lashes. Going
right.
It made
it. How do you describe what you do with a hammer then when you're putting a nail in a wall?
Had a lash there, and
how you describe the use of it?
Yes.
They
had it. Well, what do you do with a hammer? You
you strike the nail, and ordinary cutting speaking is drive the nail right.
Right. And how would you say if somebody says, go on and drive those nails in that plank, and you want to tell them, well, yesterday I...
Busted the plank doing that.
All right. And how would you describe, actually, if you wanted to tell him, yes, that you did put those nails in there, you'd say, I have already done that. All right, and would you use the word drive?
Well,
some form of drive there.
You strike the nail.
Put those nails in there yet? You say, yes, I've already
driven the nail.
Somebody says, go on and drive those nails in there.
And what do
you call the top part of the house?
Yesterday, I...
The roof.
Busted the plank.
And that part that is suspended around it to catch water and carry it off.
You want to tell
they call gutters.
And the place where the roof is joined together, maybe there are gables, and this roof runs down this way, and this, what do you call that space in there?
I have already...
did that.
All right, and would you use the word drive?
And maybe it's a house, you know, with several gables, a little area down in between those gables. Would you use a valley?
And what do you call the top part of the house?
That's fixing to tell you, that's right. You call that the gable?
And that part that you suspended around it.
You wouldn't say a gutter or an alley for that.
No, the gutter is a thing that goes around and catches water, and then that thing down from it is, you call that the downspout.
And what do you call a little building out where you keep wood or tools? It could be separate, or it could maybe be built onto another building.
Maybe it's a house.
The wood, I'm going out to go get the wood.
I'm going to the wood house to get wood. And then I'm going to the tool room house out there to get my mower or things like that, shears and things.
And Ruth Valley.